San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future. Now, It's Your Money, Not Theirs on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, good evening. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer with a special 6 p.m. edition of our program tonight with 50,000 watts of power. We're not only being heard in San Diego County, but L.A. County, Orange County, Riverside County, up to Seattle on a good night, and out to the desert. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour, CPA extraordinaire, family office counselor to many high net worth families, marathon runner, long-distance running enthusiast, and one of the core members of STAR San Diego, Strategic Trusted Advisors Roundtable. If I go through his credentials anymore, I won't have any time to get to the show. So anyway, welcome and good evening, Richard Muzio.
Hello, Joe. Good evening back to you.
Thank you.
So you know what yesterday was, right?
I certainly do.
What was yesterday?
The 40th anniversary of the signing of Title IX legislation signed by Richard Nixon back in 1972, correct?
That's correct.
And there was a big event in Oceanside, so tell me all about that.
Well, first of all, I'm going to read Title IX. Everybody ready? Here we go. No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subject to discrimination under any education, program, or activity receiving federal financial assistance. And that, I guess the most significant pioneer of that legislation was Patsy Mink, a six-term congresswoman from Hawaii, who had been rejected by at least 20 medical schools during her life because of her gender. So yes, yesterday, June 23rd, was indeed the 40th anniversary of Title IX. And up in Oceanside, my foundation was the sponsor of celebrate the 40th anniversary of Title IX event. It was held at the Oceanside Amphitheater. And we had all kinds of great speakers. And I don't know how many people were there because people kept coming and going since it was free. Nobody had to pay money to get in, and there were about 8,000 people at the beach. People came in and stayed, then they left, went for a swim, and then they came back, and on it went. So we were out there from about 4 o'clock until, I think it wrapped up at about 7:30, and it was really neat stuff. And we have one of the speakers here in the studio tonight. That would be Mary Alice Hill. And she was on the program yesterday. I thought did a great job, along with about a dozen other women who spoke, plus one man, Ash Hayes, who was one of the key contributors to Ash is actually a local San Diegan. So it was a really neat event. And I'm not sure when we're going to do the next one, but I assume it's going to be in 10 years.
Yeah, I think another 40 years. I don't know if...
Well, nobody will be here another 40 years, Joe, not even me.
I'll be in my 90s.
I will too, and I'm not sure I want to be in my 90s.
Roll me over there, and I'll just have some beer and a hamburger and listen to the speeches.
But anyway, Mary Alice Hill, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you had some interesting things to say yesterday, but, I mean, you were there at the start, 1973.
I was, 72.
And I guess Colorado State is where you began your, I guess in 72 you were given the title, let me make sure I get this right, Director of Women's Athletics at Colorado State University.
That's right.
And, of course, that was the first year. Now, was that before June 23rd of 72 or right after?
Actually, when I got interviewed and got the job, I was hired as a track and field coach, but they couldn't say that, so they actually had me as an instructor. But when I got to work, to check in, they said, oh, by the way, you're going to be director of women's athletics as well. No extra pay, of course.
No extra pay.
This was at Colorado State?
Yes, it was.
And what women's athletics at Colorado State at that time consisted of what? What kinds of teams?
Oh, they had 11, they had 7, 8 different teams.
Okay.
And they had a budget of $5,500, while the men had a budget of several million.
Well.
And they competed in the same state, in the same region, districts, and they both had the same amount of sports.
And, of course, the women weren't in what was known as the NCAA at the time, right? They were in something else.
Yes, the AIAW.
But the men were NCAA at that
correct.
Time.
Correct. Right? And okay. The men had a different department that was called the Department of Athletics.
Okay. All right. So you got this job. They weren't really paying you much, and you had a budget of $5,500, which
For all the women's teams this
season? For all the women's teams. Oh, plus, I taught, and plus, I was the director of, the director of intramurals as well, which I didn't know I was going to get that title either.
So apples to apples. So did they have a swim team and a diving team?
They had a swim team. They had a softball team, track and field.
And the men had to swim and the women had to swim. Right. So the money must have been very disparate.
Correct. But the men would have had more than eight teams, right?
Right, but I'm just trying to, the similar sports, it was really out of whack, you're telling us, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Of course, football skews that in a big direction.
Of course.
Because they have 90 full-time ride scholarships.
Wow.
But the women at that point in time, all the school actually paid for was travel. You get in a van and drive to New Mexico or to Texas El Paso. And you drive overnight, and you just switch drivers. I mean, they didn't have any money to even stay in a hotel or motel.
Oh, my gosh.
And the women had to pay for their uniforms. They had to pay for their meals. And it was a bit of discrepancy there.
Yeah, just a bit.
So you would actually drive to an event at night, then play the next day, then drive home?
Yes.
You wouldn't even spend one night in a hotel?
Once in a while, you had to, because it may be a two-day meet.
Sure.
Or maybe a tournament.
Right.
So you'd have to, and the women would have to kick in, and they might get one hotel room and 12 of them be in there, you know.
Holy cow.
So, Mary, just to back up a little bit, how did you get into academia to begin with? I mean, you must have been in athletics yourself as a teen or in college or...
Well, of course, when I went to high school, there were no women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
And the men's basketball coach would always pull me out of study hall and have me to practice against the boys because I was a heck of a dribbler, but I couldn't play travel with them or anything.
And where was this?
This is in Missouri, Brookfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And then I played softball, and the men's not young kids, but the men's professional team wanted me to pitch for them, and my mom said, "No, I'm not going to have my daughter go travel with the men's team."
So that was fast pitch softball.
Yes,
you threw underhanded. Another
right?
Yeah. Okay. But you were telling a funny story yesterday. Because of your baseball experience, you also picked up the javelin and the discus?
That's correct. When I was in college, since I could throw very well, the PE teachers came to me and said, "We have a track meet at the state level, a state track meet. We need somebody to throw the discus and javelin and shot put. And we think you can do it because you throw well." And I said, "What are they?" And they kind of showed me the implements, and I said, "Okay, I can try to do this. How long do I have? 3 days."
Oh,
and I said, "Who's going to help me?" No one.
Oh my! You had to coach yourself, right?
So I had to coach myself and went to the meet and placed third in all three events. That's how terrible everyone was, and I was good at it.
Wow!
But then after that, I really liked those events, and so I read all the books I could read and found out that you really need to lift weights. And so I go to the men's track and field coach, or the men's athletic director, and I said, "When can I get in the weight room?" He goes, "What?" I said, "When can I get in the weight room?" And he goes, "You can't." I said, "Why?" He said, "Women can't go into the girls can't go into the weight room." So I never got into the weight room, but my mom and dad bought weights for me and discus, javelin, and shot. And so the next year I went back and won all three events.
Wow. That's showing them.
Yeah. And actually, after that, I didn't know what I was going to do, and I got a call from somebody I knew. And she was at the Drake Relays, and she said, "I just met this coach from Texas with the Texas women's track team. It was an AAU team, and she needs a field event person. And here's her phone number." So I called her, and I said, "I hear you need a field events person." And she goes, "Yes, I do." I said, "How soon?" She says, "We have a track meet this weekend." And I said, "I'll be there." So I got in a car and went to Texas. And actually, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, because otherwise I'd probably have been stayed in Missouri the rest of my life. And got to go to a lot of international teams and compete actually in the Olympic Stadium in Mexico City.
1960, that was, right?
Yes, right.
Richard, that's one I knew. This guy's the trivia
king. I was only two in 1960.
That was Muhammad Ali won his gold.
I know, Muhammad Ali won a gold.
Well, he was Cassius Clay.
He was Cassius Clay at the time. Yeah.
Correct.
All right, so 1972, Colorado State, 72. Were there any scholarships for women athletes at Colorado State at that time?
No.
So men had
correct
scholarships.
So I got together with the coaches. We came up with a budget of $40,000. And so I went to the physical education department because it wasn't under athletics, it was under physical education, presented the budget to them, and they started laughing and said, no way we're going to give you this kind of money out of this department. And I said, well, do you mind if I go to the president of the university? He said, no, no, go ahead. So I go to the president of the university. I must remind everyone, I was just fresh out of graduate school. I mean, here I'm this kid green behind the ears. So I go to the president, and he goes, oh, I've been looking for a budget like that. The physical education department never gave me one. And he says, and especially since Title IX has been passed. And he said, so I'm going to put together an ad hoc committee and just take a look at this budget and see what we come up with. And so the ad hoc committee, believe it or not, came up with $100,000 for the women's program. And so they were going to phase it in. So the next year, the women's program did have $40,000. And that was the first year they gave scholarships to women.
Huh. What year was that?
That was in 1973. Wasn't it?
And then I see something about a lawsuit. Is that?
Yes, I got fired three times there. Got reinstated. I mean, I just went from an asset to a liability because I was pushing for, you know, more money for the women's program, which I thought was my job. Isn't that the title? You know, director of women's athletics.
Right.
And so I was just pushing for more money. And, you know, the physical education department, they were my bosses. And every time I got fired, then I went to I appealed and I always got reinstated. But I still had to work with the people that fired me every time. And so then I would appeal again and got reinstated. And the last time the last time I just said, you know, this is ridiculous. And so I signed a contract. I had only 12 hours to sign it. And so I signed a contract because it gave me, I would have been fired immediately if I didn't. And it at least gave me another year to try to find a job.
Huh.
And at the same time, I had recruited two Olympians. And we had 36 meets, cross country, indoor and outdoor, and we set many American records, placed second in cross-country nationally.
Well, let's get back to litigation. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after this short break.
We lead. You follow. They get out of the way. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
When it's time to get your new GMC, come get a great deal. Come to a family dealership. Welcome to North County GMC.
We have San Diego's largest selection now with acres of inventory.
Come see San Diego's first GMC image store, just completed for your comfort and convenience. They have an expert staff who want to give you the perfect experience from sales to service or just to visit. Now's the best time in years to lease a new GMC with efficient new models and low lease specials just for California residents, like the compact crossover, the GMC Terrain, or the new 2012 GMC Acadia family crossover. North County GMC, Freeway Close in the Escondido Auto Park.
Come in as a customer and leave his family.
At North County GMC, you can lease a new 2012 GMC Terrain for 36 months and only $287 a month plus tax. There's $2,300 due at signing, but you can use the factory rebate of $1,300. Then it's only $1,000 out of pocket for a new GMC Terrain at only $287 a month plus tax on approved credit. You get 12,000 miles per year, then it's 25 cents per mile thereafter. Visit North County GMC, Freeway Close in the Escondido Auto Park.
Five at this payment. Expires 7/3/2012.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Summer is almost here. Are you ready to turn on the AC and get your first big summer electric bill? Get solar now and avoid some of the highest electric bills of the year. With a Baker Electric solar installation and the new SunPower lease, you can go solar. No money down, no investment, just pure savings. Get rid of your expensive electric bills and pay way less for solar each month. The best part? Your low monthly solar payment will never go up. Go solar by June 30th with Baker Electric Solar and you'll get a $1,000 Visa gift card with your solar installation. Great for some extra spending on that summer vacation. Baker Electric Solar is an award-winning company. They're local and family-owned with a 74-year history. And they are the SunPower Dealer of the Year. Call Baker today to get started. You can get the planet's most powerful solar that'll save you money every month, plus a $1,000 Visa gift card. 1-877-5-GET-SOLAR or click BakerElectricSolar.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah, who do you love?
When do you crave refreshing iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. The next time you want that same satisfying refreshment, but with a kick, grab a Twisted Tea. The refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's okay to be a follower when we're the leader. San Diego's talk radio leader. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Now it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with more of It's Your Money Not There. Joe Vecchio, Richard Musio, and our terrific guest who is a pioneer in women's athletics and Title IX and everything else, Mary Alice Hill. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
So Mary Alice, we were talking about the fact that you were on this yo-yo at Colorado State. You'd get fired, get put back on. You ultimately decided not to put up with this ride of ups and downs, and I guess you, when the last time you were filed, you wound up filing a sex discrimination lawsuit that would be under Title VII, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and won that case, which I guess at the time was a landmark case because it was basically a violation of your right to free speech, right?
Free speech and sex discrimination, but also the judge in that hearing, since it was by 78, there were some rulings that have come out regarding Title IX, and he kept referring to Title IX in that. Basically, he said, simply because the physical education department didn't think women should compete, the law said they could and should and have equal rights, but also he felt that women really wanted to do that, and so that they were in, you know, they didn't have the right to discriminate against women simply because they didn't think they should.
Sure. So then you made your way south down here to San Diego and became employed at San Diego State in 1976?
That's correct. I was out of work for about a year.
Okay. And then by 1978, up at Montezuma Mesa, you were named the Associate Athletic Director for both men and women's Division I-A sports.
That's correct, because in 78, the president of the university fired the then athletic director, Ken Carr, and hired another athletic director, Cedric Dempsey, that was only there 3 months.
Because Dempsey didn't last very long, did he?
3 months.
3 months, okay.
3 months. And then he went to Houston. And at the time, the president had indicated to me that he was going to name me as athletic director. I was so positive of that, I even flew to San Francisco to talk to an assistant athletic director that I might be able to hire. Because I really trusted this guy, and he... You know, in those positions, you need somebody you can trust. And so when I went in and talked to the president, he said that he was going to hire Gene Burdett, which he did. And he would be there for 4 years, and then he was going to move me into that position. And he really thought that what I needed to do was work with the community and work with men's athletics more. And so he was hiring me as associate athletic director for men and women. No more pay, I must point out.
Yeah, but you were the first female in U.S. history to hold that title, right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And so...
So how long were you at San Diego State? Just a couple of years?
10 years.
Oh, it was 10 years, okay. Yeah. But then you initiated a meeting with somebody who's actually very famous, has a great book out called Unsportsmanlike Conduct. That would be Walter Byers, the executive director of the NCAA. And
That's
this would
correct.
Be around 1980.
Right. Every time we went to an AIAW meeting, I met all the women athletic directors, AIAW would always vote not to have scholarships for women. And Linda Estes and I were very vocal about the fact, you know, why deny a woman the opportunity for education simply because she had an athletic talent? And they just were so afraid that the women would go down that same horrible, miserable road that the men go down. And they didn't want the women to do that. And so Linda and I went to Kansas City.
What horrible road is that?
Well,
you know, Joe, not graduating.
Oh, I see.
They have all the black marks that, you know, the men's athletic program does, yeah. I guess. But they were still denying women an opportunity because of their athletic ability. Not only an opportunity for athletics, as they wanted to go on to coaching, but become doctors and lawyers and many things that Title IX addressed. And so we went and talked with Walter and his all of his vice presidents. I mean, he brought them all in the room. And Linda and I were there an entire day. And we told him why we thought the timing was right, or them, why we thought the timing was right, and also why women wanted this to happen. And we also told them that since we were so outspoken, that probably they should not include us in any of these meetings. And so he didn't, but then the next year, the entire assembly voted to bring women into the NCAA. And that's where, you know, that's when women really started getting focused.
Big threshold event, right?
Absolutely. They came into an organization that had been 75 years old, a men's organization, when the women came in.
This was like women getting into the Rotary Club, you know.
Right. What year San Diego State first give scholarships to women athletes?
The first year I was there.
So 76, okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So then the AIAW, that the women's sports were under, became the NCAA then in 81 or 82?
I can't remember.
I think
exactly.
It'd be 82.
I think it was
82.
And the AIW was still, they were still formed as a group, but gradually, you know, it didn't take long before they dispersed.
Okay. And that was about the same time that women's events also got televised, right?
Correct. That was the first time that women's events really got televised, yeah. Through the NCAA, because, of course, they had all the bargaining power. And they were merging the programs, like track and field merged. You know, they were trying to basketball. You know, they rotate when the men's play and the women play. I mean, they were trying to totally merge those programs within the athletic department. And some schools didn't. I mean, like Tennessee, for example, they still have a women's athletic department and a men's athletic department, but they're duplicating services, which when I was coming up through the ranks, I always thought that cost the university so much money by duplicating the services with different business managers, promotion, and the various departments you have within the athletic department.
Well, eventually you took over the NCAA, right? Or is that,
Didn't take
it. I don't mean take it over. I mean, you went on to a leadership position.
Yes, I did. I was voted from, there was this meeting here, actually is here in San Diego, and they had a slate of officers, and they were bringing women in, and the athletic director at UCLA, she was slated to be the person that they were going to vote in, and the conference, which was the Western Athletic Conference, they said, this isn't fair, there's too many people from the West Coast, too many people from the Pac-10, we needed somebody else from different areas, and they said, why don't you do it? And I said, well, I have to go talk to the president. So I talked to the president, and he said, oh, go ahead and do it. You'll never win anyway. But and so I was nominated from the floor and won. It's the first time anyone has ever was nominated from the floor. Well, maybe not ever nominated from the floor, but nominated from the floor and won. And men are women. So I was So I was on the NCAA council then, and then became chairperson of the NCAA women's track women's track program.
First woman to do all of that, right?
Right.
Wow, outstanding.
Thank you.
Well,
do I hear music?
You do. Okay, we've got to take another break. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money Not Theirs after new sports weather and a few other announcements. Hang on.
Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
The falling value of the dollar ought to be an issue for every American that has to deal with the dollar as our means of purchasing. And if that purchasing power that we have worked hard to achieve is eroding before our eyes, this is something that goes kind of beyond politics. This is a theft of what we've earned. The government has stolen the purchasing power of the money, and it shouldn't be tolerated.
Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
No two pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are alike. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. If you think a Mercedes-Benz is out of your reach, consider a platinum-certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Most are pristine, low-mileage, one-owner vehicles refreshed to the highest factory standards. A well-maintained Mercedes-Benz can last forever, but you've got to start with the right vehicle in the first place. Fletcher Jones selects only one out of every three to go through our rigorous platinum certification process. In fact, some of our clients think they're better than new because we add an additional year up to 100,000 miles vehicles to the manufacturer's original warranty. We know you can buy a used Mercedes anywhere, but Fletcher Jones provides the highest standard certified pre-owned vehicles available. And you still get all the complimentary amenities afforded new car buyers, including free airport shuttle, car washes, and loaner cars. There's only two of us that will know you're not driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and we're not talking. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com, or better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, and I want to tell you about my friends at Zero Res Carpet Care. By now, you know that the patented Zero Res Carpet Cleaning System does an amazing job cleaning carpets, upholstery, and tile in your home. I was shocked at what they did for my apartment. The before and after was incredible. The tile when I moved in was so dirty, I didn't think it was possible for it ever to be clean. No problem for Zero Res. And right now at Zero Res, they're running a 4th of July special. Three rooms for $10 less than their already reduced price if you listen to the Mike Slater Show. And you may not know that Zero Res also cleans businesses, cleans offices, restaurants, hotels, banks, airplanes. If you need your airplane Zero Resified, if it's got a carpet or upholstery, they'll clean it. And they got a great process for cleaning delicate Oriental rugs as well. So call them for your home, call them for your work. Oriental rugs too. 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Make sure you tell them you listen to the Mike Slater Show. Zero Res, spelled forward, spelled backwards. It spells the same. ZeroSanDiego.com.
Will you hurry up in there? Like, Mom, Dad, Sarah's using all the hot water again.
Okay, honey. Now, look, you know we're all taking 10-minute low-flow showers to conserve water and energy.
Right. Yeah, but by the time I shower, the water's colder than a meeting of the Polar Bear Club.
Aren't you exaggerating just a little bit here, pal?
We need one of those solar water heating systems like Danny has.
Solar water heating? I've never heard of it.
Oh, come on, Mom. I mean, they put solar collectors on their roof that capture the warmth of the sun and use it to heat water.
Well, the sun does heat things up, so why not water, right? Makes sense.
Exactly. Danny says the solar hot water has its own tank that fills their regular water heater when they use hot water.
Huh. Well, filling it with hot water instead of cold could save energy and money.
Yeah.
I say let's check it out.
Yeah, hot water is cool. I hereby tender my resignation from the Polar Bear Club.
Make solar water heating the next step in your green routine. Rebates are available now through the California Solar Initiative Thermal Program. Learn more at waterheatedbythesun.com.
Hey there, shopping for minivans?
Yeah, I am.
This one's the best, right?
It's not bad, but I was just next door at the Honda dealership and was looking at the Odyssey.
Sure.
And they told me that KBB.com rated it top family car.
Sure what that is.
And that the Odyssey Touring is rated as the most fuel-efficient 8-passenger minivan.
Okay. Well, this comes with power windows, locks, adjustable seats.
I'm just really looking for something that's reliable and safe, like the Honda Odyssey.
Okay, then you're going to be very happy to know this minivan comes equipped with our advanced audiophile-grade sonic alert system.
You mean a horn?
It scares away other cars. Check it out. Standard.
The Odyssey from Honda. A best family car according to Edmunds.com and Parents Magazine. Only a Honda is a Honda. Right now, all qualified buyers can get an Odyssey with 0.9% APR financing.
With so many accolades and awards, it's hard to resist a Honda. See why it's your Honda dealers of San Diego County today.
See dealer for financing details. For more information about Kelley Blue Book's 10 best family cars of 2012, visit KBB.com. 19 City, 28 Highway, 22 combined MPG for Odyssey Touring models. Based on 2012 EPA mileage estimates, used for comparison purposes only. Actual mileage will vary.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
San Diego will soon have new computer gurus. I'm 760's Rick Williams. Here are the stories we're following. Well, the city council has reached a tentative agreement with a new company for IT work. And officials say it will save taxpayers $11 million a year. Council will vote on the five-year $66 million deal with Xerox on Monday. And a bookkeeper who allegedly embezzled about $6 million from a San Marcos clothing wholesaler Proformance. She's in jail in New Mexico. Police say she was caught in Albuquerque this weekend. And following an extensive investigation, the naval commander of a San Diego-based assault ship that collided with an oiler off the coast last month, he was relieved of his duties last week. Well, the McDonald's large soft drinks are only 69 cents, so quench your thirst with a large Coca-Cola or choose from a variety of icy cold soft drinks for just 69 cents. McDonald's are now open late, many of them 24 hours. In weather, it's beautiful out, mostly sunny at 71 at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, Padres beat the Mariners today 2-0 in the finale of a three-game set at Petco Park. Follow Mike Slater Monday morning on 760 KFMB.
Folks in Texas and Louisiana need not worry about Tropical Storm Debbie. It's no longer a threat to those areas.
Debbie remains a tropical storm. The track, however, has been shifted quite a bit to the east.
forecaster Chris Lansey at the National Hurricane Center. Debbie appears to be stationary at the moment. Landfall isn't expected until about midweek. The Florida Panhandle is in the path of the storm. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he respects the results from Egypt's democratic process. For the first time, an Islamist has been chosen president in free elections. Mohamed Morsi says he will respect all international agreements. Netanyahu is hoping that means the peace agreement with Israel still stands. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek said to be doing fine after suffering a minor heart attack. His people say Trebek will be back on set next month when production resumes on the new season of the game show. The animated film Brave topped the box office with an estimated $66 million in ticket sales this weekend. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
San Diego's talk radio leader, Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
All right, we're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I don't know if that's the event. Is that the Avengers, Justin? Or some...
Lost in Space.
Oh, Lost in Space. Okay. That's encouraging. Anyway... Welcome back, Richard and Mary Allison.
On that note, let's thank our sponsors, UBS, Drew Freitas and Michael Coranta. Hey, we've got Thomas McLaughlin from UBS on next Sunday, so that's going to be a great show. Don't miss that one.
Mm-hmm.
And our other sponsors, Polito Epic CPAs, Paul Polito and Don Epic, Rich Gaines with Family Legacy Legal, Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited. And coming up, hey, we forgot to mention, this is a special two-hour edition. We haven't even mentioned that yet, Joe.
No, we have not.
But we've got Regions Bank coming up right after this.
That's right.
And then we have a couple of new sponsors, La Valencia Hotel and Signature Analytics. More on them later.
Correct.
When their contracts officially start on July 1st.
But I want to hear about the WAC and Dolly Parton, so let's...
Okay, so you want to hear about the... Okay, so the WAC. So, Mary Alice, you served as president of the Western Athletic Conference. That's the WAC, W-A-C, Men's Conference, which was, again, another first time in history. First time a woman athletic director ever represented a member school within the WAC, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And that was an all-male conference because everybody else, well, wasn't a woman.
Well, also, that when I did that, it was only a month or so after I was announced as the athletic director.
Okay.
And so it was San Diego State's turn to serve as president of that conference. And so,
got it.
So when I walk in, you know, all the guys are saying, okay, we call a meeting to order. And they go, oh, guys, okay, we're going to have to... Watch our language. Can't smoke cigars anymore. I mean, it was tough.
but they said you couldn't schedule games and so on because you were a woman.
That's correct.
Why couldn't you schedule games?
Well, because they didn't think I could. The way the athletic directors say that you schedule games is you go to a bar, you smoke cigars, you talk to the guys around you, you go out in the golf course and play golf. And a woman doesn't do that. I guess those both parts are good. I don't know, but of course I can play golf, and I have been to a couple bars. But anyhow, I had met Dolly Parton when we played. SDSU played Hawaii, and just before the plane took off, Dolly came on, and so I waited till, you know, the flight got up in the air and we're over the ocean, and I go up front and say. Introduce myself and ask if she would come back and meet the football team and would like to meet some of the coaches. And she said, oh, sure. She said,
is this Colorado State again or no?
No, I'm at San Diego now.
Okay, Dolly Parton's on the same plane with the San Diego's. Oh, great.
Football team, yeah. And so...
And you're going over the ocean. Where were you headed, Hawaii? Or?
Hawaii.
Okay.
We were on our way to Hawaii. Hawaii's on our schedule, so we were playing
right.
Hawaii. And so she said, I'll be back. Come and get me later. So I go up and... quite a bit later, and she said, okay, I'm ready to come back. So she comes back, and the football players just went crazy. And because one of the coaches always said the offensive line, and he showed her this, he always said, keep your pardons up. When they were blocking. Yeah. And so she loved that, and she laughed and laughed about that. And so my mom was on that trip, and, you know, she's walking by. I introduced her to my mom, and she goes, that's your mama? She looks just like my mama. And she hugs her. And so anyway, we land in Hawaii and go into the game. And so it was about a year and a half later, I was at an NCAA council meeting in Tennessee. And we're coming on the plane, and I stay back I was late getting, not late getting on, I was kind of the last person getting on. And all of us, I was in front with the AD from Cal Berkeley, as well as the AD from UCLA. And so I hear click, 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 and I hear, "Mary, is that you?" And so I turned around, there's Dolly Parton. And so she's, "Oh gosh," she said, "I can't believe I'm seeing you." She said, "We must be destined to be friends." And I said, "I like that." And so we get on, we're on the plane. She goes to first class, of course. And so I go to sit down, and the AD from Berkeley says, "Oh my God." He says, "You know Dolly Parton?" And I said, "Well, obviously." And he goes, "I would love to meet her. I cannot tell you how I would just love to meet her." And the AD from UCLA says, "I would love to meet her too." I said, "I can do that." I said, "But I'd like a 10-year contract with football for University of California, Berkeley, as well as UCLA." And they stood there and they said, "Okay." So I took him up and introduced him to Dolly. So, I mean, you don't have to be in a bar and you don't have to play golf. I mean, there's other ways that women can schedule football games.
So what year this had, about 82 or so? Or
that was, I think it was 83.
83?
Yeah.
Wow, so you got your 10-year, you got them on your on your schedule. So there you go.
but you've got another, well, sort of a Dolly Parton story, because you also didn't you talk love about, horses.
That's correct.
You talk about women's rights with her a little bit, too, or did she have anything to say about that? Or
no, I didn't talk about it.
Okay.
No, Joe, we're talking about horses now.
Okay.
Joe, pay attention.
We'll get on to the horses then. I must have missed
and
then, her.
So you wound up owning and training a horse that you called, was it Pardon Dolly?
Yes, Pardon Dolly.
Pardon Dolly, here at Del Mar.
Correct.
And how'd that horse do?
She did well. She's still the highest payoff in the history of the Del Mar racetrack.
What year was that?
That was in 1989.
Okay.
I mean, thank God I had her, because after I got fired from San Diego State, I mean, I went from the high energy, phone ringing every day, every all night, half the time, to dead silence. And, you know, I was working on trying to file a lawsuit. And so a man that I had met out where I kept my horses had this filly. And he said, "Why don't I just give her to her if you'll take care of her mom?" Her mom was like 27 years old. And so I said, "Fine." And so I just started training her like I would a track athlete. You know, just slow, easy distance. And when I got ready to take her to the track, I went and talked to several trainers about it. And they said, "We can't train that horse." And I said, "Why?" They said, "She's too fit." So we would have to put her in a stall and let her set for 3 months and then start all over again. I said, "You got to be kidding me. You couldn't do that. Too fit." Oh, and so I ended up getting my training license and training her myself. So.
And then what was the payoff? What was the total you recall?
82 to 1.
Wow.
Wow. 82 to 1. You could make money just betting that one to show.
And I'd always put $100 on her. And that day she was just nervous and jumpy, and I couldn't get to the window, and so I didn't have anything on her.
Well, somebody did, I hope.
Yes.
There's one more funny story. I got to repeat this one. Mary Alice was also appointed by the NCAA to serve as chairperson for the Women's Track and Field Committee to assist in the merger of the men's and women's track and field programs. Ironically, the first meeting for the combined committee was held at the Playboy Resort in Wisconsin. How about that for irony?
That was pretty incredible.
Were you the only woman there, or were there other women?
No, it was a women's track and field committee.
So there were other women
representatives. So there were other women there. But, I mean, of course they didn't want to go, but the men had already booked the reservations months in advance. And so the NCAA said, "Can't you make this work?" I said, "Oh, I guess we can, but it's not going to be easy." And the meeting was horrible. I mean, the men's track coach, chair of the men's committee, absolutely didn't want to have a damn thing to do with those girls. He just told us, "Okay, we're going to run the whole meet this year and you can just be there." And of course we had to negotiate how much the women's committee could be involved, and it was long, long, tedious work.
Well, that's people's tuition money at work at the Playboy Resort in Wisconsin. So then you were fired in 1985 from San Diego State, is
that's
that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so you were the first woman ever to be fired. As
yes, I have a lot of firsts.
Okay.
Some I'm more proud of than others.
Yeah. Why did that occur? Do you have? Can you share?
Well, basically it boils down to the fact that the old boys really got me out. I mean, you know, when you're the first, you're a target.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were just a lot of people did not want me to succeed. Even when the president appointed me, he said, this is against the advice of my vice presidents. And so, you know, I go into a position where, you know, I have to not prove myself as an administrator, but, you know, I had to try to overcome all the biases. And unfortunately, I just thought I would be evaluated on my ability to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think my gender would make that much difference, but it did.
Hmm.
And finally, he just simply said, you know, he had lost confidence or lost faith in me. And but the interesting thing about that is the program had lost $2 million in 5 years before I became athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a $750,000 deficit. And I was the first athletic director that ever had to balance the budget in those years. And I had to come up with $600,000 or cut a bunch of sports. And I was able to increase fundraising. They went to preferred seating and had lost 12,000 season ticket holders. And I was able to have meetings at the football games, and I got 8,000 of those season ticket holders back.
Huh.
They had gone to day games, and we'd always been night games at San Diego State. They changed the colors of the uniform from the black and red to white and red. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were just a lot of decisions made that really, really hampered that program.
Huh.
And it was coming back. I mean, we were really turning it around.
Did you think of litigation at all, or did you?
I did, and we were going through that process, and, you know, I ran out of money. And we were trying to... I mean, I think I have the best case that never, ever made it to court. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a long time ago. And
well, anyway, well, that's good. Look, let's take another little break. We'll come back for our last segment of More of It's Your Money, Not There. So hang on.
Follow Mark Levin tomorrow night, 6 to 9.
Revolutions don't just happen. So we need people in place, in positions of power, to carry out the liberty agenda, to reestablish constitutionalism, whether at the state level or the federal level. This is an enormous opportunity for huge victories across the country so we can begin the 80 to 100-year process of unraveling the Leviathan and reestablishing constitutional government, the republic. Now is our chance. Now is our opportunity.
Mark Levin, tomorrow night, 6 to 9, on 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
So Browning tells the Gun Exchange that if they buy the safes by the truckload, they can get a better deal. And the Gun Exchange figures that if they pass the savings on to the customer, they'll sell more safes. So far, so good. The problem is that nobody at the Gun Exchange really knew how many safes a truck could hold. It almost adds up to more room than the Gun Exchange has, and the overcrowding is downright uncomfortable. So here's the deal. What would you pay for a California-approved Tool Attack-rated safe with heavy-duty steel construction, a 30-minute fire rating, adjustable interior, and an S&G combo dial lock? $1,200 sound okay? How about $1,000? Well, the Browning Pro Steel Model LTD safes start with a sale price of just $699. In fact, all in-stock Browning safes are on sale right now. The El Cajon Gun Exchange, 619-579-5152. That's 579-5152, or on the web at elcajongun.com. You'll want to hurry, because the sale ends when they run out. Or they can at least walk around in the back room.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
For over 30 years, the countywide locations of the Bob Baker Auto Group have been where locals go to buy their quality certified pre-owned vehicles. The nice thing is that you can shop 24/7 at bobbaker.com. There you will find pictures, prices, a video, and all the info that you need. Don't drive yourself crazy. Go to bobbaker.com. For used vehicles, it's bobbaker.com.
Bob Baker Auto Group, where it's so nice to be nice.
Homeowners trust Marical Design and Remodeling, three-time winner of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics.
Solutions were all that Marical cared about.
They gave me a timeline, and actually they probably finished a little early.
I felt very comfortable referring my friends to Marical.
They earned our trust, there's no doubt about that.
San Diegans have trusted Marical Design and Remodeling for more than 30 years. Call 619-441-9300 or go to trustyourhometous.com.
Follow Glenn Beck.
Tomorrow, 9 to noon.
You don't conquer hatred with more hate. The only thing that works is love and God. That's it.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with the last segment of It's Your Money, Not Theirs with Richard Muscio, Joe Vecchio, and our terrific guest, Mary Alice Hill. Welcome back.
Thanks, Joe. So I want to, well, before I ask Mary Alice a question, here's really the benefits of Title IX. Back in 1972, for example, high school females, only one out of every approximately 27 and a half played high school sports. Today, it's one out of every approximately 2.5. And at many schools, it's over 50%. Playing high school athletics. I know back in the 60s, I think women had about four career choices: nurse, teacher, stay-at-home mom, and I guess secretary or administrative person. So, you know, we talk about Title IX as applying to athletics primarily. Again, it wasn't intended to apply to athletics initially. It was more global reaching. Obviously, to the extent federally funded programs involved athletics and sports, it had to apply. But I think it's even more important in the context of what it's created in terms of team building, competition, the ability to open up the playing field for all kinds of position, women being represented in the boardroom with industry, with companies, and not just being extremely limited with their career choices like the case might have been, say, 50 years ago. So, Mary Alice, what was the most common question you got asked, or the strangest question you got asked?
Well, the strangest was is that I had to give a lot of presentations at service groups and be out in the community, and probably did that 60 to 80 times. And the very first question after I was talked all about San Diego State and what the teams were doing and the goals and the vision was, how can you be an athletic director if you can't go into the locker room? And I always just looked at him a moment and I said, oh, but I do. And it was like, gasp. And I said, but long before I became athletic director at San Diego State, we had co-ed locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood what that had to do with being an athletic director.
I would like
director.
To know how many athletic directors ever go into a locker room, period. I mean, that's just a ridiculous question. But Richard, you make the good point, though, because the first U.S. Supreme Court justice, the first woman, didn't have come around until 1981. The first, I knew Midge Costanza, 1977. She was the first woman appointed by a sitting president as an advisor. Took all those years from 1776 to 200 years.
200 years.
But I'll tell you, a lot of change. We've made a lot of progress. I mean, you know, we'd like to talk about what it used to be, but think about it. I mean, it's things have really changed for the better in a lot of respects. You have to admit
they have, but
a lot of work to do, but.
A lot of work to do because, you know, I was appointed in 1982. It was 10 years before there was another woman appointed to a Division I-A position as athletic director. Today, there's only three or four.
Now, Richard makes a point with he thinks we might be backsliding in some areas.
I totally agree. And yeah. One of the things I really see is that when I was at Colorado State University, there's a whole support group there of women. There's a women's caucus group, and he had women that really supported women. Mm-hmm. And they stepped forward to help me. I mean, they found me an attorney that would take my case on a contingency. And when at San Diego State, that support wasn't there.
Hmm.
There were no women that reached out to help me. Men, there were men that reached out to help me. but there were no women that really stepped forward or a group that stepped forward to help. And I think that's where this needs to go. I really believe there has to be a group of men and women, not just women, that would reach out and nurture or help women when they get faced with these kinds of problems, not just in sports, but in administration, in whatever their chosen field would be. And if anyone out there has any suggestions about that, I sure would appreciate
it should just be all about your level of talent, you know, regardless of, you know, sex, color, creed, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that we read these things in our constitutions and all the time, and yet it's kind of hard putting it into practice. But
there was actually an attack on Title IX about 10 years ago under the Bush administration. It was disguised as, I forget what it was called, but it was in effect an attack on Title IX, and I know... You know, Julie Foudy was one of the leading spokespersons against that.
And then, of course, the recent flap about contraception, which it's a kind of a different subject now, but it is related in
well, it's related in the context of women being asked to give back, I think, things that have already been attained. And I guess that's the constant struggle, is I guess life is a constant struggle for territory and to maintain it and to advance it.
Would men like women to be making rules and laws about how we treat our body or whatever?
Yeah, I agree,
of course,
totally.
Of course, we're not childbearing, but I guess that's the real distinction. However, it's... you know, it's still the individual's body. I mean, if you're going to be a libertarian, and you know, let's walk the walk.
So Mary Alice, what did you think about the event yesterday, Movie Feet Before You Eat Foundation, Kathy Kinane? I thought it was a great event. What were your thoughts?
I thought it was a great event, and I'm really thankful that I could come and be at that event, and I think everybody did a super job. There were really a lot of outstanding women there, and so that was really, you know, I really enjoyed that event and had an opportunity to participate in it.
Yeah, and Joe, you're going to appreciate this. Kathy Kinane brought a pair of vintage 1973 blue suede Nike Billie Jean King tennis shoes. She held them up for the crowd.
Wow.
I inspected them. I got to hold them. She bought them, I guess, on eBay or Craigslist or some such thing.
So Billie Jean wore blue suede shoes in her match against Bobby Riggs.
Correct, because it was on color TV. You know, color TV was a fairly new thing.
So she said
everybody always had worn white tennis shoes. She went out and did the blue Adidas.
So Adidas made a killing on that, huh?
I bet.
Those became best-selling tennis, yeah.
Of course, Elvis Presley with the song, my God.
Well, blue suede shoes, but anyway. But yeah, Kathy actually had a pair, so that was pretty cool. And actually, Mary Alice, I noticed you also worked at Camp Pendleton briefly. You were the recreation division director for the base. Okay.
I was.
Now, that was a little controversial when you first got appointed. How did that whole... I don't want to spoil the punchline, but...
Well, I guess they were interviewing six people, and, you know, after San Diego State, I couldn't get a job back in athletics anywhere. I probably have sent out over 400 or 500 letters.
Huh.
And I couldn't even get hired as a track coach.
Huh.
And I had coached Olympians and all. But anyway, I applied for that job, went for the interview, and the colonel at the time says, he just stops everybody, and he says, look, he says, this is the only interview I want to do. I don't want to talk to anyone else. Because I believe when Jesus Christ walks in the room for a job, you say, you hire Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's saying something. Well, on that...
That's a good way to finish.
On that inspirational note, we have to wrap it up. Thank you very much, Mary Alice
Hill. Thank you very much.
Everyone, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Everyone sit tight. We'll be back with another hour right after this break. But thank you to Justin Hart. Thanks, Craig, our technical director, and Craig Blanke and Dave Sniff. Sit tight. We'll be back with another hour of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. See you in a few.
Great.
When it's time to get your new Cadillac, come get a great deal. Come to a family dealership. Welcome to North County Cadillac.
We have San Diego's largest selection now with acres of inventory.
Come see San Diego's first Cadillac image store, just completed for your comfort and convenience. They have an expert staff who want to give you the perfect Cadillac experience, from sales to service or just to visit. Now is the best time in years to lease a new Cadillac, with efficient new models and low lease specials just for California residents, like the world-class Cadillac CTS sedan or the new 2012 Cadillac SRX luxury crossover. crossover and the most acclaimed luxury SUV ever, the 2012 Cadillac Escalade. North County Cadillac, freeway close in the Escondido Auto Park.
Come in as a customer and leave as family.
Now at North County Cadillac, you can lease a new 2012 Cadillac SRX for 36 months for only $349 a month plus tax. There's $3,200 due at signing, but using the factory rebate of $2,200, you only pay $1,000 out of pocket for a new Cadillac SRX at $349 a month plus tax on approved credit. You get 12,000 miles per year, then it's 25 cents per mile thereafter. Visit North County Cadillac in the
We follow the story.